Good day, I'm Anjui James-Soyez with JIS Midday News for Thursday, October 12. Coming up, government taking strategic approach to road developments, infrastructural repairs underway in Kingston, and case targets university status in 5 years. The news in detail after the break.
The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, is reminding private security companies that effective October 1, 2017, it will become mandatory for all security guards employed to have health insurance. Companies are required to provide proof that their security guards have health insurance. To be a part of the self-contributory health insurance scheme, visit psra.gov.jm or call 967-2522.
Jamaica. It's the JIS Heritage Posters and Publications Sale. Come and get your posters and publications from now until October 30 at low, low prices. Packages include books, posters, brochures, Jamaican flags, and more. For more information, contact the Jamaica Information Services Research and Publications Department by calling 926-359-024 or visit them at 58A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. You may also contact our Montego Bay Regional Office by calling 952-6604 or visit them at the NHT Building, 42B2C, Union Street, Montego Bay. Posters and publications available while stocks last.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is taking a strategic approach to improving Jamaica's road network. He says due to budget constraints, the government must prioritize, noting that focus is being placed on roads in proximity to the centers of industry and commerce.
It stands to reason that if you're going to spend significant resources on roads, then the first thing you want to do is to get the roads that are going to create that connectivity for progress and prosperity. You have to get those roads fixed first.
The Prime Minister was speaking recently at the official opening of the expanded Marcus Garvey Driveway roadway in Kingston. He notes that Marcus Garvey Drive, which runs through one of Jamaica's major industrial zones, is a pivotal link to existing and potential factory, logistics and port facilities. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Delroy Williams, says critical infrastructural works are underway across the municipality to transform and reposition the city to better serve its residents and visitors. He said repairs are being carried out on several buildings, including the one housing the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation in downtown Kingston.
We believe as part of our mission, we have to use the resources made available to us by our residents to give our residents the infrastructure, the leisure, the recreational centers that they deserve. We are big on recreational spaces. We are big on infrastructure. That is a major direction that we are taking the council.
Senator Williams was speaking at the launch of the local government ministry's inaugural Cross Island Run earlier this week. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has lauded the Land Information Council of Jamaica, LICJ, for pioneering the development and maintenance of a National Geographic Information System, GIS, network over the past 25 years. He says more than 50 state entities have incorporated GIS in their operations, resulting in greater efficiency in the execution of their duties.
Through the innovative use of GIS applications, we are becoming more effective and efficient in harnessing the power of our limited resources. We, however, acknowledge that there is still much more that can be done.
State agencies employing GIS technology include the National Environment and Planning Agency, National Works Agency, National Water Commission, and Social Development Commission. And Interim President of the College of Agriculture, Science and Education Case, Dr. Derek Deslanders, says there are plans to transform the multidisciplinary tertiary institution into a university within the next 5 years. He says in order to achieve this objective, more research-based academic staff will be hired. New methods and technologies will also be introduced, including the establishment of a tunnel-ventilated chicken house and the use of clean plant material to boost farmer productivity. Dr. Deslandes says more space will be required to house the new staff and rising student population.
We are targeting at least 1,500 residential students over that five-year period. We think that we need to get close to 3,000 for us to be sustainable in the long term. What we're trying to do is that we want the case to become a critical player in the sector in terms of research, the production of good graduates, as well as driving the production process in some critical areas.
Dr. Deslandes was speaking in an interview with JIS News earlier this week. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.